the paradox of being a performer. So I've been reading a lot of Zen and Tao, and they're kind of blending together in my mind a little bit. They're both very similar. I should start this as a precursor. It's pretty late at night. I was right about to go to bed, and I haven't had the inspiration to come talk on this channel, which at first hand seems like a really flaky thing to say. It's as if everything in my life I do is the result of some kind of whim or happenstance, and that I have no self-discipline to actually sit down and get to the work. It feels like a very stereotypical millennial thing, right? But what's actually happening is that it's not that I don't feel the inspiration to say anything. I mean, I could say something. It's not that I need inspiration. It's just more like I'm not in a mode where I want to speak. And this is partly because of reading Tao and Zen and basically just focusing on works that talk a lot about listening and not inserting yourself into everything and being empty, like a vessel to be filled, as opposed to, having like a really active, stormy energy. So these are some things that I've been thinking about. But for the first time in a couple weeks, and of course, as I mentioned in the last episode, I've been sick as well. Of course, late in the evening is when that it's not even a lightning bolt of inspiration. And for those of you who are creative, which most of you probably are, who do some kind of art, creativity doesn't feel, at least to me, like a lightning bolt. It's more like a nudge, some kind of, it's more subtle than a nudge. It's kind of like a little inkling. It's the thing that makes me think, huh, what about that idea? And then I start thinking about that idea and I roll along that idea. And then all of a sudden I make the decision to go back downstairs into my cold basement out of my comfy bed and pull out my recording equipment and my laptop and sit cross-legged with my sneakers on because the basement floor is cold. So I am wearing sneakers. So anyways, the inspiration has struck and I wanted to talk about performing and the paradox of being a performer, as the title would go. So here's the problem. The problem is that I identify with being an artist. I think I'm an artist. It's just who I am. I relate to other artists. I think that's my journey in life. It just is. And as an artist, I have this desire to create and put things in the world, not to duplicate myself and, spread myself all over the world, but it's just more an inner nature. It's like a part of my being, sort of like, the river's nature is to flow. And this is where the fact that I've been reading a lot of Tao really comes out a little bit. I'm going to have a lot of nature references, as we go about this. But I kind of feel like that. I feel like it's my nature to want to communicate with you, to talk to you, to write music and communicate in writing in various forms. It's just, it's not a self-involved thing. It's not I really just want to put my stamp all over the universe. It's just who I am. It's just inside of me. But the flip side to that is that I recognize that this putting yourself out there into the world isn't always the right thing to do or the intelligent thing to do, because sometimes, and maybe even most of the time, I feel like it's more useful for me to listen than to talk. And that puts me in a little bit of a conundrum. If I want to listen and learn and observe and internalize, as opposed to share my opinion and talk and, put myself out there, then that's at direct odds with being an artist. The two clash. They don't work together. So what I end up going through, and this channel is a good example of that, is pockets where I'm really feeling good about sharing things, and I feel bubbly and I'm overflowing with ideas, and I feel like we kind of have this congenial friendship from a distance. And then there are other times when I want to listen to you talk, but I can't actually listen to you talk. I want to go inward. I want to just, instead of always trying to put myself out there. Sometimes I really want to withdraw and just sit and just be. But how do I harmonize that with being an artist? How do I, this is the paradox, right? If it's in your nature to be up on the stage, well, that's all well and good, but there's something that's also very unnatural about being up on the stage. It's sort of contrary to how you would go about finding peace or maybe like a deeper happiness, because peace and happiness are things that come from more or less stillness and from being receptive, not, you know, putting yourself out there. It's a very aggressive energy almost to be an artist in that sense, or to be a performer. It's very sort of how they would say, like in, you know, with the yin and yang, it's like a very masculine type energy. Whereas Tao especially tends to embrace sort of like the water. It tends to put water as an element on a pedestal and a feminine energy, because the feminine energy is typically associated with being still and quiet and passive, which is if you're reading basically any religious text and you look at their tenets of happiness and how to find stillness within, it is in this passivity, it is in this quietude. And the artist's path is the opposite. Maybe the artist yearns for the quietude, yearns for the stillness, but has this inner nature to create and to maybe be a storm, maybe be like the gust of wind. I've always, when my band released our first album in 2012, we drew a tornado on the front cover, and I was very tempted to actually get a little tornado tattooed on my leg. I never did. Maybe I will one day. I still have my little doodles and designs for it. But I felt then, and I feel now, that very much a part of being an artist is being a forceful element, not being a passive element like water, but I'm thinking water when it's still, but thinking about water when it's in a state of chaos. So like a thunderstorm or a cyclone or something like that. That's sort of what being an artist feels like, because there's this conflict and tumult, but also this incredibly aggressive energy demanding attention. Pay attention to me. You can't look away from a hurricane or tornado. And that sort of forceful energy of needing or demanding attention by the very nature of what you are is very difficult to find peace if that's the element that you associate with. So when I go inward and I try to experience stillness and I try to really reflect on the spiritual ideas that I reflect on from time to time, it makes me want to be different than I am. It makes me want to not be an artist in the way that I've always known how to be an artist. It makes me not want to be a tornado. It makes me want to be something else that maybe I'm not, maybe I'll never be, but it's something that sounds like it would be a better life. I know a lot of people, and I should clarify that my life is fine. Everything is okay. In case you're listening to me talk and you're getting a little bit concerned about me, it's just that all that I've ever been is the way that I am. And one thing that I think makes my favorite artists really special to me, and I think this is something that we all connect with our favorite artists, is that they are so very much themselves. And, you know, not even with artists, but if you think of the people in your life, most of us know characters. It's like, oh, Steve. Oh, that's just the way Steve is. And Steve, I don't know why I'm using the name Steve, but Steve has like a character. And maybe he's not very self-aware. He doesn't really recognize his behavior. But everything he does, even if it's ridiculous, is so very much him. And that's what we love about this particular person. And that's what we love about artists. I was just watching like a Bo Burnham special, and I was thinking to myself, man, no one except for him could pull off the material that he does. I don't know what it is, like maybe the way he executes his performances. But the one thing that he is, and this is a common trait, like I said, of all of the artists that I love, is that he's so himself. And it is one of my philosophies that you've probably heard me say before, if you've been here a little while, that maybe the best thing that you can do, at least this is something that I think about in this life, one of the best things that you can do is to just be the most who you are, like be the most you. If your name is Steve, the best thing that Steve can do is be the most Steve. And by doing that, that's the, I don't know, maybe that's the most Tao way about it out at the end of it all. It's just being the most who you are. And I know that sounds really cheesy. That's like, it's kind of, we've all heard like, you know, be yourself. There's this like, be yourself is all that you can do. I'm not sure how it goes. It's something like that. Who is that? What song is that now? Feel like that's some mid-2000s, mid-aughts music for you guys. Someone should let me know who the singer of that song is, because it's going to bug me now. But yeah, it's a cheesy idea, but I also think that it's super, super true. What else can you do? But that leaves me with a conundrum of, if to be Alicia, the most Alicia that I can be, is, you know, doing this, is getting an inspiration at 11:30 p.m. to come down and talk to you guys about being yourself and the paradox of performing, or, you know, whatever. And so on the one hand, I'm saying this and I feel so very pretentious. Why would you listen to me? Who am I to share these ideas? I'm basically, like, I just feel so unimportant. And not in a self-deprecating way. I don't feel bad about it at all. I'm just thinking, like, I'm just one small human in, like, of billions of humans. And I'm really not that important. And it's not imposter syndrome. It's nothing like that. But at the same time, I totally appreciate the appeal of someone else just being themselves. Because that's what I'm entertained by myself. So it just leaves me having this funny feeling that by doing the thing that feels natural to me is also a thing that's very unnatural. And I don't know how to come to terms with that. So those are my thoughts of the evening. As is often the case, there are questions and no answers. Thank you for listening to me if you've gotten this far, even though I'm not exactly sure why you are, but I'm so happy that you are here with me in this moment across time and space. So thank you so much, and keep being your bright, shiny, beautiful self. And I'll catch up with you guys later.